podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Bald Eagle Area High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the second round of the PIAA 6A Girls Basketball Playoffs as the Peters Township Indians take on the Spring Ford Rams. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Tom Drakely, my partner here in the booth. Nate Rigotti, our floor director. Randy Gore on camera. Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township got 30 points from Gemma Walker, 21 more from Natalie Wetzel as the Indians open state tournament play with a 20-point win at Lebanon. Bree Morial hit a tray late in the second quarter to give Peters the lead. The Indians pulled away from the Cedars with a 25-point third quarter. Spring Ford is 24-6 on the year, 24-2 against any school not named Perkiomen Valley. The Rams haven't lost since New Year's against anybody else. That run includes a 34-point opening round victory against District 3 fifth-place finisher Northeastern last Friday night. Spring Ford outscored Northeastern 22-3 in the first, 24-9 in the second. Karina Pruss, led the Rams with 21 points, one of four double-digit scorers. Tonight's game on WJPA AM and the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Bud Bear Buick GMC Truck on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. We'll take a look at the other playoff games involving WPIL teams, both boys and girls, tonight when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud
Bear. I mentioned that Randy Gore is on our crew tonight. He's going to stick around after our game is over because the North Allegheny Tigers are up next. They'll take on District 1 fourth place finisher North Penn. That game will be following our game here at the Bald Eagle. Peters Township playing Spring Ford. The winner of our game will meet the Norwin Chartiers Valley winner. That game set to tip off at 6 o'clock. At Peters Township, the NA North Penn winner will get either Central Dauphin or Garnet Valley. Those two play tonight at Pottstown. In 3A girls, Seton LaSalle is taking on Westmont Hilltop. That game originally scheduled for Hempfield. I believe it has been moved to Charleroi. Some kind of water problem at Hempfield. The Westmont Hilltop Seton LaSalle winner will play the winner of the Shadyside Academy Northwestern game. That's being played tonight at Sharon. Also in 3A girls, Avonworth and the Shannock in separate round two matchups. 2A girls, three WPIL teams remain. They are in different second-round matchups. Greensburg Central Catholic plays West Middlesex, that game at NA. Southside taking on Everett at Greensburg Salem. And Clareton is playing Bishop McCourt, that game scheduled for Norwin. Let's go to the boys' side. I count five WPIL teams remaining. The champion Moon taking on York Suburban, that game about an hour back the road at Hollidaysburg. Two WPIL teams meeting each other, WPIL 5th and 6th place finishers. Playing at Peters Township tonight, that's Fox Chapel and Bethel Park. Franklin Regional playing Sealands Grove, also about an hour back the road at Altoona. And that's a 7:30 tip because at 6 o'clock at Altoona, Shaler and Mechanicsburg are squaring off. 4A boys, five WPIL teams in three games. That means there are two head-to-head matchups. Champion Lincoln Park, third-place finisher Uniontown play at 7 at Kanemack. 4 and 5, Avonworth and North Catholic play at 7:30 at Gateway. Hampton takes on District 6 champion Johnstown. Again, that game was scheduled for Hempfield. I have heard that was moved to Charleroi. And in 1A boys, the top three WPIL finishers all still alive, and they're playing in separate games. Imani Christian against Clarion at Armstrong. Neighborhood Academy against Bishop Carroll, the District 6 champion, that game at Armstrong. And Union to take on Elk County Catholic, that game at Penn West University Clarion. All right, let me bring the coach in. Had a chance to watch some film on Spring Ford. Had a chance to talk with the head coach, Steve Lemberryu of Peters Township. Give me the 30,000-foot view.
Well, very impressive team they're playing tonight. Very experienced. Excellent guard play. They will get after you on the defensive end, both in the full court and half court. So Peters Township is going to have to do a very good job valuing the basketball. No careless turnovers, no empty possessions. Great three-point shooting team. They will take a lot of them if they're available. And they move the basketball very, very well. One of the things that stood out to me was how unselfish they were and how they moved the ball and moved players in a motion offense that they run. One of the things that Coach Lemberryu told me is that, you know, he's just got to do what they do. They've got to do it well. And they have to have good performances from their top players. That's just a given at this level. When you're into the second state game, you better play well. And I don't know if they can play any better than they played. They played so well in the first game, but they're going to have to do a really good job tonight.
Interesting. I had opportunity to talk over the weekend with Mickey McDaniel, the head coach of Spring Ford, and he said something very similar to what Coach Steve said, and that was about, you know, we have to do what we do. We have to be prepared to be us, not so much be something to try to attack that, the other side.
Well,
we have to be us.
I agree with that, Bob, and I think you've got to continue to work on what you do well, stay within your game plan, establish your tempo, your pace during a basketball game. If you get too worried about the other side or a single player, it takes you out of your game strategy. I think this could be an excellent basketball game.
Peters Township won 20 in a row to start. Lost at Canada McMillan in the final section regular season game, but then have won 4 of 5 since then, including taking third place in the WPIL against Chartiers Valley in the 20-point win against Lebanon. Spring Ford, I mentioned, 24-6 on the year. Lost their opener to Delone Catholic. Lost at Colonial over the holidays, but then 18-4 since then. And all four losses against Perkiomen and Valley, and Randy clued us in a little bit there. He watched, I think, Perkiomen take apart North Penn, and he said, really, Perkiomen is Norwin out there.
Yeah.
And,
very good team.
You know, they're the standard bearer out there, and they beat Spring Ford 4 times since the new year. We are just a couple of minutes away from introduction of the starting lineups, and we will get there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
West Virginia University is a place where learning is an adventure, inside and outside. You'll become an innovator, a boundary breaker, an earth shaker. Choose your circle from 30,000 fellow Mountaineers, and choose your path from hundreds of majors and minors in a community that feels small. And you'll use this to get to class. You'll have room to find your people, your passions, and your purpose. Because we're a place where everyone fits. This is WVU. This is home.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our national anthem here at Bald Eagle Area. Starters about to be introduced. First of all, for Springford and the Rams, 5'10 junior Karina Pruce, 5'8 senior Aaliyah Soliday has hit 48 three-pointers on the year. 5'8 senior Anna Azera has 41 trays, 33 more for 5'11 senior Katie Tiffin. And following this school year, heading off to St. Bonaventure, 5'10 senior Mac Patinelli. So it'll be Pruce, Soliday, Azera, Tiffin, and Patinelli for Mickey McDaniel and the 24-6 Springford Rams. Now for Steve Lemberius, 24-2 Peters Township Indians, 5'6 sophomore Bree Morial. 6'3 junior Natalie Wetzel, averaging 17.5 a game. 5'10 senior Gemma Walker, who pumped in 30 the other night and averages 16 on the season. 5'8 senior Milana Khalil. And the 6'3 junior, averaging 7 points and 8 boards a game, Daniela Radulovich. So it's Morial, Wetzel, Walker, Khalil, and Radulovich for Peters Township. District 6 officials tonight, the referee Jordan Forster, Tyler Fink, and Ethan Vipond are the umpires for today's game. Our thanks to Steve Thompson and Doug Dyke here at the Bald Eagle for their assistance. Tip-off, WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Officials checking with both benches. They're ready to go. Referee Jordan Forster steps into the center circle. Indians control the opening tip, smacked back by Natalie Wetzel. Three ball launched from the far side by Morial. Hard off the iron, no good. Quickly up the far side. Ball up top goes to Pettinelli. Get it off to Soliday between the legs, playing with a pretty significant knee brace on that left leg, and runs into Morial. Soliday looking, palms up to the official, like, what do you got there? And she just ran her over.
I think it was that illegal screen call once again, Bob. We saw a lot of those last couple of games.
She went on a full sprint, little flip pass, and just kept running straight ahead and ran Morial over. Entry inside, Wetzel off the window, good.
Well, I wondered if Coach was going to try to get her the basketball on the block. There's a decisive height advantage for Peters Township. That time, a beautiful move nice. By Natalie Wetzel.
Nice feed from Medulovic as well. Dribble penetration, ball knocked loose by Wetzel. Controlled by Morial, her pass ahead intended for Wetzel is tipped away. Three ball, far side, Proust off the iron. Hard doesn't follow, and a rebound goes to Khalil in the corner.
Well, it's real important for Peters Township to make sure when they miss the three that they get the rebound because they'll shoot a lot of them, Bob.
Morial across the timeline, bounce pass, first touch for Gemma Walker. Cross court, Radulovic looked inside, comes back across diagonally to Walker. She'll back away from this pressure defense of Azera. Azera turns her around. Now a little separation and a bounce pass to Morial. Give it back to Walker. Side of the lane to Wetzel. Morial right back to Wetzel. Put it on the deck. Take it to the paint. Kick it across. Khalil hands it right back. 6:20 to play. Opening quarter. Peters Township with a 2-0 lead. Looked like Khalil wanted to offer from there, but pulled it back down. Pump fake by Walker. Penetrate. 14-footer off the rim, won't go. Rebound kicks along the baseline. Proust grabs it.
Good shot, though, by Walker that time. She got in the lane. She's got to be aggressive.
Crossover, Azera trying to back her way down. Step travel. Tried to get back out in front and get rid of Khalil and couldn't do it.
Yeah, and the little bump there may have caused the travel, but not enough to call a foul on that particular play. So far, Peters Township doing a great job defensively.
And now Wetzel is going to bring the ball up the floor. Your left side to Walker. Radulovic at the top of the key. Right back to Walker. Radulovic did not look very comfortable right there at the moment.
No, she really didn't.
Screen set. Radulovic rolls off of that, takes a pass down the lane, travels.
And she shuffled her feet, Bob. She just didn't get the feet set.
She almost traveled up top.
Yeah, she was not comfortable out front with the basketball.
2.5 minutes gone. Only score of the ball game. The deuce from Wetzel off the pass from Radulovic. Ball comes near side. Pettinelli dribble it through the paint. Kick it to the far side. Morial looking for a back defend against a back cut. Pass goes to Proust. Took it into the paint. And a hacking foul called against Peters Township. The Indians' first foul of the game. And it's going to be Natalie Wetzel with that cheap one across the arms. Pettinelli to key it in. Screen gets Soliday open. Azera brings it near side. Proust. Down the lane goes Azera. Spun it around. Back out. Proust put it on the deck. Pump fake. Gets nobody open. Pass. Pettinelli. Three ball won't go. Rebound tipped out. Kept alive. Nice job there by Katie Tiffin. Three ball off the back of the rim. Radulovic can't catch it. Ball goes to Proust. Low block. Trying to fight her way down the lane. Pettinelli, cross-court pass. Three ball near corner. Soliday, that won't go, and Wetzel cleans the glass.
Boy, they had a lot of opportunity, but good job that last time. Wetzel got her hands on that ball and secured that rebound.
Well, Indians have plenty of height and just could not get a rebound.
There you go.
Nice feed. Once again, it's Radulovic inside the Wetzel for the two.
Well, and you got to work it, Bob. That's their strength. Get the basketball to her inside. They cannot guard that.
4:25 to play in the first. 4-0. Peters Township. Cutter down the lane. Tiffin catch score.
Yeah, Tiffin's one of their better players.
Quickly ahead to Wetzel. 4-2. Peters Township in front. Far side. Khalil. Radulovic. Walker pops up and ball knocked loose. And the Indians look at it. And it's grabbed on the bounce by Katie Tiffin. or rather, excuse me, Azera into the paint. A little floater, Solidays ties the game.
Bob, they do an excellent job moving the ball side to side. They're excellent passers, and they're ready to shoot when they catch it.
Hand check foul going to be called. This one going to be whistled on Anna Azera. First foul on her, second on the team. 3:41 to play in the first. Timeout on the floor. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Indians score the first four. Rams score the last four. We go to the under four media timeout, even four apiece.
Well, Bob, one of the things that you have to be aware, this spring forward team, all five players can score. So you've got to be really up defensively on them, and they all shoot the three.
The last bucket, the floater scored by Soliday, started when the ball was just knocked out of the hands of Radulovic from behind.
Yeah, turnover leading to points. That's a bad category. You don't want to be good high in that one.
Inbound to Gemma Walker. Screen set by Morial Walker. Open three-pointer. Good.
Look good on that. Again, she's so important to the offense of Peters Township. She's got to score points.
Azera deals right side. Pettinelli dribble to the high post, through the legs, down the lane, kick it back out. Azera on the dribble, pushes Morial. Feed goes underneath. Right back, basket won't go, but a foul going to be called. Good movement there by Proust coming down the lane, and Radulovic guilty of getting late to the party.
Well, and that's the thing they do. They move that basketball, and they cut really hard and sharp. You've got to be on your toes.
Karina Proust at the line. First shot, no good. Just a 61% free throw shooter on the season. 7-4, Peters Township leads, 3:13 to play opening quarter. Proust averages 7 points a game. Foul shot, good. One of two.
And here's their full court press, Bob. Peters Township has to handle this.
Ball ahead to Radulovic, right at midcourt. Goes far side to Khalil. Couple of passes and across the timeline. Wetzel, deal to Khalil. Three ball, far corner, good.
Well, and she did that the other night, Bob, and any points they can get from those other guards will greatly help their offensive play.
10-5, Peters Township with the lead. 2:45 and counting left in the first quarter. Dangerous pass. If Khalil had seen where that was going, would have gotten there. Dribble, drive, opening there, and Soliday takes it.
Yeah, she parted the Red Sea on that. She made a really great crossover move. Finished with her left.
Morial across the timeline, and now Soliday swiping at the ball. Morial got by, picks up her dribble, needs help. Radulovic, cross-court pass, Khalil, and out of Wetzel. Tried to split a double team, slowed down there. Walker will save an errant pass. Going to reset the offensive set. 2:15 to play. Far side, it's Morial. In down low, Walker trying to drop step up with a left hand and score.
That's the second time they have deliberately posted one of their better scorers. This time, Gemma Walker.
12-7, Peters Township leads, 2 minutes to play. Pettinelli got free of Wetzel, able to score on a fadeaway.
Yeah, and she got a piece of Wetzel that time as she went and spun around her, able to create a little space.
Peters Township up 12-9, 1:45 to play first quarter. Indians have never trailed. Ball to Wetzel at the top of the key. Put it on the deck, screen. Morial, three, good.
Tell you what, Bob, she has really come into her own in these playoffs. Bree Morial has just knocked down shots.
Four different players on the score sheet already for Peters Township. Cruz feeds it out of the lane. Ball to Soledad to the baseline. Pump fake. Azera gets out front, misses the shot. Rebound. Tiffin reverse it off the iron twice and in.
Offensive rebounds lead to second opportunities.
Tiffin, her second field goal of the opening period. 15-11, Peters. Ball kicked out of bounds. Going to be ruled illegally played by the lower extremities by Aaliyah Soledad. For substitution, Christina Tiffin is going to check in. And Proust will sit. Throw in right here at the scorer's table, right in front of where our partner Randy Gore. Dangerous pass from Morial. Almost forced Walker to take it into backcourt. Good work there by Walker to recognize.
There you
give
go.
And go. Walker to the hoop. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Goes up between the double team. High off the glass. It won't go. But a couple of foul shots coming.
Boy, she missed the wide open left. She made a beautiful back cut. Anytime the defender plays you that tight and you back cut, you're going to get open.
At time, it was two spring forward players who stood and watched the rebound hit to the floor. And Walker went and got it.
And she's a really good free throw shooter.
74% at the stripe for the year. Hits the first. 48 seconds to play in our opening period. 16-11, Peters Township plus 5. Walker's second free throw perfect. 7 points in the opening period for Gemma Walker.
They had 30 in her last game. She is off to a terrific start here this evening.
Peters Township up 6 for the second time in the quarter. Pettinelli finds a back cut. Wide open. Shot rattles off the iron. Radulovic muscles through a tie-up. Held ball possession. Arrow belongs to Spring Ford.
She did a good job getting her hands on that, but she's got to secure it. Bring it in.
Elena Sopko will check in. And Wetzel with a foul early in the quarter is going to get a breather here to the end. 30 seconds to play in the first. Inbound feed goes to Azera, who missed the shot. Ball side of the lane. Tiffin gets out front, trying to step through and off the glass.
Oh, that's a nice shot. Katie Tiffin on the step through.
Indians get the ball in front court. 15 seconds to play. Sopko will dribble away from the foul line, extended up toward midcourt. Gets a high screen from Radulovic. Ball through to Walker. Crossover. Falls down. Secures possession. Then threw it away. Ball to the midcourt. Tiffin across the paint, and they don't get a shot. Indians survive a late turnover. 17-13, Peters Township leading Spring Ford after one. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud Baer.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Gemma Walker with 7 to lead the Indians. Katie Tiffin with 6 to lead the Rams. Peters Township ball to start the second.
You can see, Bob, the pressure that Spring Ford puts on the Peters Township guards. I mean, they come right up and they guard you.
Indians get Wetzel back on the floor to start the second period. Morial brings the ball across the timeline. Deal left side. Khalil lobbed down inside for Walker. Had to fight to save it. Drop step. Scoop it up and in.
What a beautiful move. That was wonderful. Little pirouette there.
Had to fight to save that entry pass. Dribble into the paint. Azera, her fadeaway, kicks off the rim. Morial with the rebound. Ahead to Walker. Trying to go in against Pettinelli. Take it to the far side. Shot rattles around. Won't go. But a couple of free throws are coming. First foul of the second quarter on either team. And this one's going to be Soledad getting her second. Gemma Walker back to the line to shoot twice. Hit both earlier. Walker a chance to hit double digits 30 seconds into this second quarter.
Well, I love her activity on the offensive end, man. She has just really notched it up in these last two games, Bob.
Scored 30 the other night on a pace to get almost to 40. Silence in the gym. Two players into the lane, and the shot goes. The two on the low blocks on the near side both got into the lane as the shot just as it was leaving. Pettinelli on the dribble, takes it deep, misses with the left hand. Rebound Wetzel. Radulovic forced her deep. Kept her position without reaching and hacking down.
Well, and there's where the size was a factor. Bob Peters is big. They have 2'6", 3 players out here.
Ah. Pass thrown away. Radulovic at 6'3". Pettinelli at 5'10". That's a 5-inch difference.
Exactly.
The Indians turned the ball over again an 8-point lead, their biggest of the game.
That was a bad turnover. That was a miss on, just a misdirection on what they wanted to do.
Minute gone in the second. Christina Tiffin to Pettinelli. Deal right side to Soliday. Katie Tiffin presents, the Rams' leading scorer tonight. Pettinelli looks to go back to her, but can't. Too well covered. Azera put it on the deck. That shot swatted out of bounds by Wetzel.
Again, the size, 6'3". You're not going to shoot over her. And she's been very active defensively here.
Well, and Azera's 5'8".
Exactly. Now, Azera is a very good player. She's crafty. She has all types of individual moves, but tough to shoot over the trees.
Proust inbounds, and now to Pettinelli in the corner. An open three. Line drive, good.
Oh, man. She looked good shooting that, Bob.
21 threes on the year now for Pettinelli.
Well, and there was a contest coming. The Peters Township player was coming out, contested that shot.
Didn't get there soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Indians by 5. 6:20 to play. So Walker dribbles past the defender. Christina Tiffin recovers. Walker keeps the dribble up. Tiffin, her pass comes to the near side to Morial. Take it up top into the circle, far side. Wetzel three. It's off the back of the rim. Radulovic rebounds. Kick it out to Walker. Dribbles down the lane. Scoop it up. That won't go, and a rebound grabbed by Katie Tiffin. Quickly ahead up the wing. It's Azera. Stop and go. Doesn't get to the lane. Keeps the dribble alive to Pettinelli. Morial forced her deep, and then Pettinelli missed the shot. Battle for the rebound. It's off the leg of Wetzel.
Wetzel had it, but then as she tried to bring it in, it kicked it right out of bounds. But again, I mean, because of her size, Pettinelli missed that, what was a pretty wide open shot inside.
Katie Tiffin stepped back to a three, almost put it back on the deck, and now throws it into the backcourt. Indians should let it go. They're going to get the ball at the baseline now.
And they did. Smart play, coach.
It's simply an out-of-bounds play. It's not an over and back. If
right.
You touch it, if it's touched by spring forward, it's at that spot on the floor. But because the Indians just let it go. Inbound, Morial, give it right back. Three ball up and good. Bree Morial, second tray.
She's becoming my favorite Indian. I'm telling you, I really like the way that young lady plays.
Indians push the margin back to 8 on the dribble. Azera, stop in front. Little soft shot up and good.
What a beautiful move by Azera. Patience she showed in the lane there.
Azera's first points of the game. 24-18, Peters Township plus 6. Over spring forward. Pass tipped. Not a good pass there by Walker. Controlled by Proust. Try to give and go. Had two on nobody. Down the lane, sliding to a stop. Azera gets it under control and scores.
Well, she averages 16 a game, and she's active offensively.
What was an 8-point lead 30 seconds ago is down to 4.
Well, the turnover, Bob. Turnover directly leads to points.
Walker across the timeline, picks it up. Wetzel right back to Walker in the C's part. Walker's shot knocked out of bounds. Nice recovery by Pettinelli.
Yeah, very good recovery because that was a wide-open layup.
Get a look there, and Pettinelli actually took it away before Walker even released the shot. She smacked it out of both hands. Lob into bound to Radulovic and a pushing foul. Wetzel was setting up. Pettinelli draws her first foul. Team's second, ball underneath for the Indians. Well, fouls only 2 on Peters Township. I have 5 so far called against Spring Ford. Another inbound. Morial to Wetzel. Back to Morial. Now Khalil's 3 won't go. Radulovic reaching over top. Goes up strong. Scores and is fouled.
Nice job by Daniela Radulovic. She stayed with it, Bob, and then she put it up, scored it off the glass.
Katie Tiffin guilty of her second foul. Radulovic with the deuce. And now the free throw to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Christina Tiffin will sit as Aaliyah Soliday checks back in. Khalil checks out, and Sopko back in for Peters. Radulovic averages 7.5 points, 8 boards a game, and her rebound started that whole sequence that ends in an old-fashioned three-point play, 27-20. Peters Township up 7 with 4:20 to play in the first half. A little weave action going on. Soliday with the ball now. Wrap it to the high post to Pruce. And now back out. Katie Tiffin, 3, good.
Boy, I could see that one coming. As soon as she released it, Bob, I just said to myself, that's good. You have to get through screens and you have to contest threes.
Tiffin has 9. 27-23. It's Wetzel out on the far wing up top. Sopko, her pass just gets through to Walker. Walker needs help. Lob underneath. Wetzel catch. Shot off the back of the rim. Won't go. She smacks the rebound to the corner. Morial trying to get there and unable to do so. We're at the break. 27-23. Peters Township. 3:43 to play in the half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Indians led by 4 at the end of 1, pushed it to 8. We've gone 4-8, 4-8, and now back at 4 here at the media timeout, and it's going to be spring forward ball.
Well, you just have a feeling this spring forward team is very seasoned, and this is going to be one of those tight games. I mean, it's got to take care of that basketball. Can't turn it over.
Ball to the high post. Pettinelli to the corner. Katie Tiffin's 3, good.
That's 2 in a row for her. You've got to shut her down.
Tiffin's got a dozen. 27-26, as close as spring forward has been since really early on. Wetzel to the far corner to Morial. Caught that over top of Soliday. Able to get penetration. Didn't get separation. Now does. The ball to Walker. Dribbles through the circle. Long pass. Tipped away. Going to go out of bounds at the scorer's table. That just telegraphed and took too long.
Yeah, it really did. And I think what Peters Township's going to have to do is they're going to have to make cuts to the basket. They cannot throw those long cross-court passes. Just cut hard to the basket. They'll get something out of it. Don't force those long passes.
This is as close as spring forward has been since we were tied at the 4 with 3:50 to play in the opening quarter. Walker gets a screen from Radulovic. Flip it off to Morial. Dribble across the top of the key. Khalil and back out to Morial. 2:45 to play, second quarter. 27-26.
Got to be a foul.
Check foul. Karina Pruce called for her first. That's 4 fouls on spring forward.
I'll tell you, Bob, very impressed with spring forward's half-court defense. I mean, they do not give you many looks. They just get right up under your grill and play you.
8-3 advantage for the Rams. Wetzel goes to the hoop, misses everything, and a ball caught. Now chance for spring forward to take the lead. Double dribble. Indecision there by Azera. And ended up putting both hands to put the ball to the floor.
Well, and Peters did a nice job transition defense that time. They know that this team likes to run.
Indians break the pressure. Walker jumper short. Hits the back of the rim. No good. One and done. Here come the Rams again. Azera on the wing. Back out to Pettinelli underneath. Katie Tiffin gets open, scores, and takes the advantage. Now 14 for Katie Tiffin.
Well, that time, Peters was a little lax getting back, and Tiffin was open, and they found her.
12-3 run to a race, an 8-point deficit. Radulovic to the corner. Morial, pump fake at a three. Put it on the deck. Wrap it across. Ball kicked by Pettinelli.
Boy, you can see they've picked up their intensity, Bob, defensively, and that leads to breakouts and good shots on the offensive end. Peters is going to have to weather this storm right now.
1:52 to play, second quarter. 28-27, spring forward in front. Lob pass inbound, and Walker had to fight for that against Azera. Radulovic sets a pick. Walker on the dribble, keeps it alive, into the paint. Radulovic, Morial, back to the low block. Radulovic puts it up too strong. Rebound knocked loose, tracked down by Pettinelli. Indians haven't scored now in 3 minutes. At the time, they had gone up 27-20. Ball comes near side on the dribble by Azera. Screen set, good recovery there by Morial. Azera keeps the dribble alive. Ball to Tiffin, dangerous score. She's got 14 already, five more than her per game average. Tiffin, bring it near side. Proof sets up a three. It's an air ball. Far side rebound, tipped underneath to Tiffin. She scores it.
Yeah, she's so active, Bob. She only averages about 10 a game, but man, oh man, she can score.
Now 10 straight points for the Rams. Wetzel kick it back to Walker. 12-footer off the rim, short, doesn't follow. Rebound Pettinelli.
Got to get back. They're on the attack.
40 seconds to play first half. 30-27. Peters has gone from plus 7 to down 3 on a 10-point spring forward run.
And they're going to hold for one shot here, Bob, with 30 seconds left.
Walker out to guard Pettinelli. She'll start the dribble. Hand off to Azera. Morial out on her. Bring it near side, Pettinelli, and right back to Azera. Timeout called by the Rams. 12 and a half seconds to play. We'll keep it here.
Well, and I saw what their coach was doing, and he wanted the ball to be on a sideline. He has a set play he's going to try to run here to score a quick point. I don't know, Bob. I'm looking at the Peters Township players. They look a little tired to me. They looked a little gassed the last few possessions. And when they got back in defense, they lost a player each possession. And unfortunately, it was Tiffin, Katie Tiffin. And she's been the recipient of some really easy baskets for them.
Tiffin 6 in the first, 10 so far in the second. And spring forward with 4:25 to play in the period, trailed 27-20. Peters hasn't scored. And spring forward has put up 10 in a row, has the ball on the far sideline to try to close the quarter.
Well, they need to stop them right here. They got to get a stop. They're only down a possession, so don't let them score, whatever you do.
Azera to Pettinelli, cross court. It's Soliday down the lane, and a foul going to be called, a blocking foul on Peters Township. Bree Morial picks up her first, just the third foul of the first half on the Indians, but a baseline throw in now.
Got to be solid. Stay attached.
Azera takes the feed all alone. Tiffin misses the lay. It gets her own rebound. Is fouled on a putback attempt. Somehow, Katie Tiffin got left all alone. Radulovic called for her second foul.
Well, she curled around the top two screens, Bob. Nobody picked her up because the defender was trailing and got caught.
1.5 seconds to play. Tiffin nails the foul shot. She's a 69% free throw shooter. Hits the first. She has 17 points in the first half.
Wow, she's almost doubled her average.
The lead is 4. The lead is 5. All spring forward down the finish. Sopko can't get it in. Threw it away. And a bank shot off the glass by Azera. Just comes off the iron, no good. The Indians come apart over the final 4.5 minutes of the first half. It's spring forward 32, Peters Township 27. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Tom, you said something late in the first half about the Indians looking tired. Only sub so far was Alina Sopko on the floor a couple of times, and then right here at the very end almost gave away a cheapo basket. Fortunately, the shot went off the iron, but Peters has not scored in 4 minutes and 25 seconds. At the time, they took a 7-point lead, but tired, explain what we've seen?
Yes, and it does, but I'm going to explain why it's happening. Their defense is so tough on Peters Township. They have to work so hard to get anything going on the offensive end that they are exhausting themselves trying to get open, and then they have to run back quickly because they're pushing the basketball, and they lost players in transition, Bob. And I hate to say they're getting worn down, but that's the way it appears right now. Now they get an opportunity to regroup at halftime here, but there was one possession in particular where I saw Gemma Walker, she didn't get back, and it was her girl who scored. So they have got to try to handle the pressure. Don't panic. You know they're coming out at you, and they contest every pass. They contest every shot, but you have to get back.
And I mentioned only Alina Sopko has subbed in for
right.
Peters Township. Only Christina Tiffin has subbed in for Springport. So it's been 6 players to this point for each team. Peters Township a couple of times was +8. 30 seconds in, they had gotten a deuce and a couple of foul shots. About 2 minutes later, were +8 at 24-16. And then got a two and a foul shot. The final points of the first half from Danielle Radulovich. And Peters led 27-20 with 4:25 to play. An immediate timeout and a stoppage by Spring Ford. And the Indians just could not regroup and did not score the rest of the way. Again, the final 4:25 without points. Meanwhile, Spring Ford put up 12 straight to close the quarter. Trailed 27-20 and now lead 32-27.
Well, the Indians cannot afford droughts. But the problem is the team that now is energized is Spring Ford. They realize that the pressure, and that defense energizes their offense because they create turnovers, they get runouts, and I'm telling you, their ball movement is textbook. They are very unselfish, and you can see they move the basketball from side to side. Anytime you do that offensively, Bob, you're going to get good shots.
All 10 scorers are in the scoring column. 18 points for Katie Tiffin, nearly twice her per-game average for the year. Averages 9.5, has 18 at the break. The rest of the way for Spring Ford, 5 for Mac Patinelli. I've got 4 for Anna Azera, 4 for Aaliyah Soliday, and a single point for Karina Pruce. 3 for 4 at the foul line for the Rams. Peters Township has hit all 5 of its foul shots, but the rest of the way, that long drought has them in a hole. Gemma Walker has 11. She leads everybody. She had 11 30 seconds into the second quarter and never scored again.
And didn't score again. I think they got to go back to trying to post up. Use what they have that is an advantage, and that's their size, Bob. So you be patient. Do whatever it takes to get some easy looks because they're contesting everything on the perimeter.
Walker with 11. Bree Morial has 6 on a couple of trays. I have 4 for Natalie Wetzel, all in the opening quarter. 3 for Milana Khalil and Daniela Radulovich. Again, 5 for 5, Peters Township at the free throw line. Winner of this game will play the winner of tonight's Norwin Chartiers Valley game. That game being played at Peters Township. with a 6 o'clock tip. Action here at Bald Eagle features North Allegheny against North Penn. 7 o'clock scheduled tip. The winner of that game will meet the winner of the Central Dauphin-Garnett Valley matchup. That's scheduled for 7:30 at Pottstown. Bethel Park and Fox Chapel playing the nightcap tonight at Peters Township in the 5A boys. Back to girls, 3A girls, Seton LaSalle taking on Westmont Hilltop tonight. Other neighbors, we're going to see a couple of games tomorrow night. We'll be at Peters Township. First of all, Oakland Catholic and South Fayette will tip off at 6. We'll be on the air on WJPA-FM at 5:45 for that, and we'll follow that up with a 2A boys matchup, Fort Cherry against Sarah Catholic. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip. Both games tomorrow night on WJPA-FM, online at WJPA.com, and of course, we'll have the video available for subscribers on the NFHS network. We're at the half. Spring Ford 32, Peters Township 27. We'll get to the second half of the ball game. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud
Baer. Got a moment. I want to say thank you again to the folks here at Bald Eagle. Doug Dyke, the longtime athletic director, their technology guru, Steve Thompson, working hard yesterday and today to make sure we were able to get everything connected to bring it home to you, audio on air and online, and also with the NFHS video. Certainly appreciate that as well. Also, our production crew, Mark Edwards, getting a late call in to handle things at our downtown Washington studios. Longtime colleague Randy Gore pinch hitting for us on camera work. And our floor director, Nate Rigotti, here in the booth with us tonight. We'll get the regular guy back tomorrow. Jason Tennant will be back pushing the buttons and clicking away and doing all those things. But Nate does a nice job. We like Nate. Colleague for a long time as well. Not as long as Randy, but a long time. A couple of Waynesburg guys against a W&J guy and a college dropout.
Bob, I'm concerned for Peters Township. It seems like the team that has been energized is Spring Ford. They seem to just have gained their confidence, their mojo, compared to Peters Township. Now, they need to come down here, and they need to get a stop because Spring Ford has the ball, and then they need to score on the offensive end quickly. They can ill afford to go behind 8 to 10 points. This team moves the ball too well.
Hey, you guys without microphones, is that called like a wet blanket on the comedy routine? Is that what that was? That was, man, O'Day.
They're giving it to you there, Mr. Greg.
That was you're the one that did it.
Oh,
that
did I do it?
That was the wet blanket. Don't blame them.
Oh, it was me. I was trying to get back to the game.
All right. You got us back to the game. 32-27, Spring Ford. Great to have those of you in the Spring Ford area tuning in as well. And I had a chance over the weekend to chat with your head coach, Mickey McDaniel, and I told him, here's the ground rules on you all watching and listening to our broadcast. I'm called a rooter. I am not a homer. And I assure you that your girls are going to get a fair shake, and I think we've done that so far tonight. We'll bring that to you the rest of the way over the final 16 minutes. Who knows? We did a Peters Township girls game here before that. That 16 minutes in the second half wasn't enough.
Yeah, and they weren't playing well, as I remember, and barely got the win in overtime.
Spring Forward with the ball to start the second half, starting on a 12-point run with a 5-point lead. Pettinelli feeds to Tiffin at the high post. Back to Pettinelli. Pass was behind her. She saves it and threw it right back in to Gemma Walker. Walker, unforced, picks up her dribble. Deals right side to Morial and right back to Walker. The Indians with the takeaway there on the turnover. Side of the lane, Wetzel goes cross court. Morial set up at a three, didn't take it. Ball to Walker. She'll put it on the deck. Outside the three-point line, crossover, go back the other way, get the screen. Outside the high post, Walker's jumper wide left, no good.
But a good shot, Bob. She got a really nice look.
Pettinelli, long feed ahead, eventually to Pruce in the corner for three. It's good.
Well, they're on a 15-0 run, Bob.
35-27, and now it's Spring Forward plus eight.
How this game has changed.
Ball to Wetzel, try to put it on the deck, a triple team, and ball stolen, then thrown away. Indians catch a break.
Well, they need it right now, and they need a basket, Bob, anything they can get.
Wetzel handles a high pass from Khalil, and now back out to Walker in the midcourt. To Wetzel at the three-point line, looking for a cutter, pass picked off. Three people in the way. Ball eventually ahead. Soliday across. Pettinelli. Her lay-in won't go. Rebound tipped out. Morial. Long pass to Walker. Going to the hoop. Ball is knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. She's looking for a foul, but the ruling was off the ball.
She was looking for a foul, but, boy, she has to score on that possession. She had nobody in front of her.
And good look there as Azera hustled back and, indeed, knocked the ball loose. Indians get it. Morial. Three ball, too strong, nobody home. Pettinelli rebounds for Spring Forward. Rams up eight, and all alone underneath. Soliday left alone. She scores.
No, they're going to need a timeout here, Bob. Soliday. Down 10.
Run continues. 17 straight points for the Rams. Corner. Wetzel to Morial. Catch and shoot three off the rim. Long rebound. Walker saves it. Right back in, though, to Pruce. Katie Tiffin feed it all alone underneath. Takes a pass back from the corner. Gets it ahead to Azera. Score it. Timeout. 5:49 to play. Third quarter. Indians in danger of getting run out of the gym. Down 12 now. Timeout, Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back up 7 minutes ago in the game, off the game clock. Peters led by seven. Indians down a dozen.
Hard to believe. But they've had some good looks. They just haven't been able to convert any, Bob.
Wetzel to Walker. Walker backs up. Double team. Wetzel wide open. Calls for the ball. Starts a drive. Kick it back out. Radulovic. Walker, three-pointer straight on off the rim. Lays there and drops home.
Boy, did they need that. Oh, my goodness, they needed that.
39-30. 5:20 to play in the third. Man-to-man, Peters defense. Ball to Pettinelli at the high post. Let's traffic clear. Now pushing foul going to be called. Natalie Wetzel called for a foul.
Well, she did bump the ball handler as she went through.
39-30. Spring Ford leads. Pettinelli can't go to the baseline. Ball goes up top to Soliday. Crossover. Got by Khalil. Down the lane. Off the rim. Too strong. Wetzel rebounds. 3-on-2. Wetzel ahead. Morey out for three. In and out. Rebound Radulovic. Work it around. Khalil sets up. Doesn't take the three. Ball goes to Morial and now to Walker. The Indians reset the offense. 4:40 to play in the third. Spring Ford 39-30 lead. Ball to Wetzel. She'll catch and shoot a three. That's good.
All right. Back at it.
39-33. Back-to-back trays for the Indians. Just 7 points so far for Wetzel. 10 shy of her average. Yeah, first point since the first quarter for her.
Got to get her more involved, Bob.
Ball at the high post. Katie Tiffin, give it off. Step back. Soliday hard off the back of the rim. Khalil fights up to get the rebound. Wants somebody to give it to, and it's going to be Wetzel. Back to Morial. 4 minutes to play in the third. Indians battling back from a dozen deficit. Wetzel's three off the back of the rim. Radulovic doesn't grab the rebound. It comes clear out. Pettinelli will take it. Into the paint goes Pruce. Her shot changed, but up and good.
They get in the lane, Bob. They're really hard to guard because every one of them can score, and they handle the basketball so well, and they pass it well.
41-33. Spring Ford with the 8-point lead. Morial in traffic. Ball screen. Bad pass by Walker. Just too long, too soft. Picked off. Pruce goes in and scores. And Gemma Walker, that's on her. That ball can't go 40 feet that softly.
Yeah, you cannot throw an ill-advised pass against them. They're right there.
Spring Ford plus 10. Walker picks up her dribble. Wetzel now between the legs. Wetzel crossover working against Pettinelli. Step back, three ball off the back of the rim. All alone. Soliday with a rebound. Indians had made a run, but here come the Rams trying to answer. Reach-in foul going to be called on Anna Azera after the Indians had made a steal. And with that, we're going to get the media timeout. 43-33 Spring Ford back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
43-33, just under 3 minutes to play in the third. Indians got to get stops on three out of every four spring forward possessions, really.
And they got to get better shots than just dribble, dribble, shoot. I mean, that's what they've done the last couple possessions. You cannot win games that way. Contrast that with the way spring forward moves the basketball on the pass.
Morial bring it up through backcourt, picked up by Soliday at midcourt line. Soft pass gets across to Radulovic somehow.
Well, they had Wetzel posted, but they didn't see her.
Walker now on the dribble. Picks it up. Goes to Wetzel outside the elbow. Wetzel flip it out. Walker, three ball wide right. Radulovic pushes off. Going to be guilty of a foul. Her third.
Bob, you're not going to get back into the game. If that's all you're going to do is settle for those long threes, I know that they shoot those. But you're down 10. You want to get to the rim, get some fouls, get yourself better shots.
2:20 to play, third quarter. Spring Ford by 10, led by 5 at the quarter. Illegal screen set. Karina Pruce going to get flagged for that.
Yeah, I saw that a mile away. She just gave her the old elbow in the back. Not allowed to do that.
Peters Township has Perry Sandrowski. Talk about shooting. She's a three-point shooter. That's what she does.
She's a specialist. You're right. She'll knock them down, too.
Fumbles the ball, and I don't know if that hit the referee or not. And the ball knocked out of the hands of Morial. That ball did hit the referee.
Well, and it saved Peters Township a possession.
That pass was just dropped. And now the Indians throw it into backcourt. Morial wasn't ready for it. Picked up. Soliday tries a lay-in, and Morial fouls her.
Careless mistake there, Bob. That's costly.
Well, the Indians got the break of the ball hitting the referee and saving a possession and then just throw it away.
Well, the referee is part of the court.
Soliday at the foul line hits the first. Spring Ford from down seven has just really taken control of the ball game.
Oh, they really have.
With the exception of those back-to-back trays. Second shot, Soliday hits that. 45-33, back to a 12-point lead. Now, it's not often you give up a 19-point run and still have a chance to win the game, but Indians got to get going here. Under 2 minutes, hand check foul. This one's going to be Anna Azera called for the hold. That's her third.
It's interesting, Bob. They weren't calling that foul earlier in the game, and now all of a sudden they have changed their calling strategy here.
1:50 to play in the third, 45-33, Spring Ford leading. Walker goes to the hoop, scoop it up with the left hand and score.
Yeah, nice shot by Natalie.
Walker and Wetzel.
Wetzel, yes.
45-35.
And that's what I'd like to see her do, Bob. Put the ball to the floor and get to the rim.
Proust looks inside. Nobody at the low block. Good job to keep Pettinelli from there. Solid 8-3. It's good. Everybody looking inside to stop Pettinelli. And Soliday hits the tray.
Well, I said in the pregame, every one of them can make a three-point shot.
Morial misdribbles it, and the ball off the foot of Karina Proust and out of bounds. Peter's going to get Khalil back in. Sandrowski checks out. Sandrowski just there apparently to give Khalil a breather. Wetzel catches the inbound, fires a three, and hits it. Wetzel with a dozen now. 48-38. Indians keep battling back to within 10. But 10's not going to be enough. And a timeout called for the Rams. And this is the second time we've seen them do this. A late timeout in a quarter. They're going to, we'll keep it here, Tom.
All right, they're going to do a 30. Boy, Bob, if you could see it, and I don't know if you did, Gemma Walker was trying to make a cut, and she was literally being held, and she was trying to get the attention of the official, and there was absolutely no call, which there should have been. But credit Peters Township hanging in. They're not, you know, they've made some shots here, and it's keeping them within striking distance. Plenty of time. You got a minute left in the quarter, a third quarter, and only down 10. If they can get a couple stops, Bob, that's been the key. They can't get stops.
Yeah, they trailed by 5 at the half. The field goals have been 6-4 Spring Ford. The Indians have hit three-pointers, but they've given up a couple of trays as well.
Well, Spring Ford has found their rhythm offensively, and their shooting is really pretty good this evening.
Spring Ford looked like going to try to shorten the game. Pettinelli on the dribble, cut off by Walker. Pettinelli will take it back out to the volleyball 10-foot line.
It's a lot of time to hold the basketball, Bob.
Cutter Azera started toward the paint. She'll circle it back out.
And that's exactly what they're going to do.
Plus 10. They want the ball in their hands. In the worst-case scenario, down the lane, all alone. Soliday scores.
Well, that was just too easy.
12-point lead. And now the Indians set up. Walker takes the bounce pass from Wetzel, goes to the high post, right side to Morial, and now to Wetzel. Leaves it for Walker. Spinorama into the paint, up with two hands, missed the shot. Lay-in, rebound by Proust. Final seconds of the quarter, down the lane, shot won't go, rebound tip back out, put back is going to count. Karina Proust hits the rebound. The Indians don't grab the loose ball. They just kind of tip it. It goes right to Proust. She scores. Spring Ford 52, Peters Township 30. end of three back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com.
Katie Tiffin scored 18 points in the first half. Didn't score in that third. Look at this. Karina Pruse had nine, and I have nine more for Aaliyah Soliday. That's that balance. Morial for three, short. Radulovich rebounds back out to Wetzel. Wetzel crossed through the legs, and a hand check foul going to be called on Pettinelli. Her second foul. First foul of the fourth quarter.
Well, you called it, Bob. They have great balance. All five starters can shoot it. All five can drive it. All five can score.
Radulovich wrapped the pass around the defender. That's Katie Tiffin. Gemma Walker on a dribbling. Take it far side. Hard one-hand pass. Give and go from Khalil to Wetzel. Kick it back out. Throw it away. Stolen by Soliday. Coast to coast. Left hand. Lay it in.
Well, I tell you how quickly they get the ball from one end to the other, and they're attacking, and they score.
16-point lead, 23-point turnaround. From the middle of the second quarter on, Gemma Walker is fouled. That one looks to be Katie Tiffin.
I think it is.
Hand across the arms. It will be Tiffin getting her third foul. Second foul of the quarter, and Gemma Walker at the line to shoot two. Walker has hit both shots on both trips to the foul line tonight. First one here, good as well. The Indians in big trouble.
They are, Bob. You can just see, you can sense the change in momentum as well and the confidence that Spring Ford is playing with, especially on the defensive end.
Walker 6-for-6 at the foul line tonight. The Indians 7-for-7, and now pressure 54-40.
Notice how quickly they move that basketball. Nobody holds it and just dribbles it, Bob.
Entry pass to Katie Tiffin. Tips it back to herself. Puts up a baseline jumper that won't go. And Wetzel rebounds. 6:45 to play in the fourth. Spring Ford by 14. Right side. Khalil. Dribble to the midcourt. Needs help. Finds Walker on the handoff. Man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Wetzel. Guarded by Pettinelli. Right side, Khalil. Back to Wetzel. Pushed by Pettinelli. That's going to be her third. She is the third Spring Ford player with three fouls now.
Yeah, and if I'm Natalie Wetzel, every time I pass, I'm going to make a basket cut and try to post up Seal on the block. They can't guard her. Keep going to the well.
Khalil to key it in. Indians have turned it over three times tonight on inbound plays. Ball goes inside. Wetzel shot wide right. Rebound grabbed by Tiffin. 6:20 to play in the fourth. 54-40. Spring Ford by 14. Cutter, Soliday to the lane. Score.
Boy, she's such a good moving without the basketball. She gets herself open and she finishes.
Soliday was 17, almost twice her average.
Well, they're getting easy looks, Bob. You're going to make those shots.
Wetzel, far side, Sofko put it on the deck. Double team stolen by Pruse. Ahead, Soliday cut it out in front. Find a cutter. Pruse down the lane, kick it back out. Stop and go move. Azara takes it, lays it in and scores. And is fouled.
They pressure you by going to the basket. That's why it's so important to be able to get to the rim.
Gemma Walker picks up her first foul of the game. Free throw coming for Anna Azara.
She's their leading scorer, averages 16 a game, but they don't need her to score. Everybody else is scoring.
Foul shot for Azera won't go, and a rebound grab for Khalil. Morial takes the feed up ahead to Wetzel. 58-40. Walker got an opening. She'll go down the lane and score it. Timeout Peters Township. Gemma Walker with 18. Indians use the timeout. 5:35 to play in the fourth. 58-42. Spring Ford with the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
5.5 minutes to play. 58-42 Spring Ford leading WPIL third place finisher Peters Township. Rams with the ball. Up the near sideline, Azera feeds it ahead. Tiffin, they work the ball across the court to Aaliyah Soliday, and the ball kicked. And Morial playing it with her foot. That's illegal.
You can see the good decision making they're displaying right now. I mean, could have forced a shot, didn't, realizing they got the lead and the ball.
Soliday, one of four Spring Ford seniors on the floor at the moment. Ball comes Tiffin, and now Pettinelli will dribble out of there, heading to St. Bonaventure next year. Back cut intended for Tiffin. Wetzel denies that and comes out with the ball.
Yeah, good steal by Wetzel that time.
Morial stop and go. Wetzel catch, shoot, three ball off the rim. Rebound grab by Azera.
Awful tough shot, Bob. She was contested deep.
Soliday to the low block. Kick it for a three. Nothing but net for Katie Tiffin. Third three of the night. 36 of those on the year, and it's 61-42. Morial picks herself up off the floor, and it looks like we're going to get a foul called at the baseline. This foul on Katie Tiffin is her fourth. And that's going to get Tiffin to the seat for Christina Tiffin, younger version.
Just hit the three-point shot, now has to take a seat. But Spring Ford comfortably ahead here in the fourth quarter.
Indians get the ball. Gemma Walker, high post jumper, goes begging off the rim, no good. Soliday dribbles through the paint. Kick it back out. Ball went down the lane. Azera hit the bottom of the backboard. Rebound. Indians get it ahead. Wetzel to Walker. One dribble. Jumps into contact. Can't get the shot to go, but will draw a fourth foul on Mac Pattinelli.
Yeah, nice job there by Gemma Walker to create that fouling situation.
Well, the Indians will shoot except on player control fouls the rest of the way, but and going to have to hit them. And they have done so. 7 for 7 at the foul line. Gemma Walker has hit all six of hers.
But haven't had enough of them, Bob.
19 on the night for Gemma Walker. First shot good.
Peters Township coach made an excellent comment to me earlier that I think is important. He said, you know, you got to have more than two scorers. It's easy to guard two, but when you have three, four, and five like they do, it becomes a problem.
Walker hits one of two.
I believe that was Peters Township's first miss, Bob.
It is first miss at the foul line. Morial called for a foul, her third, team second of the quarter. By the way, I mentioned Christina Tiffin, the younger version of Katie, and both of them, the younger version of Emily, who's the point guard at Villanova.
How about that?
And a break in the action. Media timeout. 3:58 to play in the fourth. 61-43. Springford leads. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Winner of this game gets the winner of the Norwin Chartiers Valley game. Chartiers Valley leading 41-34, I believe was the number I saw. Maybe 31-24. Now the Indians, after the inbound play, guilty of a foul. That is the third of the quarter. This one on senior Perry Sandrowski, her first.
Her first foul, team third.
3:55 to play. Indians trying to stop the move by spring forward and cannot. Pettinelli finds a cutter. Solidate takes it from the high post to the far corner. Crossover. Got by to the hoop. Scores against Khalil.
Well, you know, and another thing that they do, Bob, that's really, it's a pleasure to watch, is how they spread the floor. Their spacing is outstanding.
Ball knocked loose. Wetzel corrals the loose ball and ends up scoring. He's got 14. And now 3-on-1. Ball ahead. Solidate lets traffic clear. Hits a little two-footer good. He has 21 tonight. And now it's just back and forth, up and down the floor. And the Indians can't get a stop and can't always get shots to go. Walker, drop step, travel.
Yeah, that was a walk. And again, you know, I go back to what I said. The Indians are trying to do it off the dribble. You look at Spring Ford, they do it off the pass. I mean, they just wham, wham. That ball goes from side to side, and inevitably somebody becomes open.
3 minutes to play. Tiffin ahead to Soliday. What a game she has had, particularly second half. Soliday just on fire, has 17 points after recess.
Yeah, she's been really terrific.
Azara takes it out to Tiffin, playing with the four fouls and double dribble.
And there's something you don't see very often out of her.
And a timeout, Peters Township. 2:43 to play. Spring Ford 65, Peters Township 45, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com.
Bud Bear. 2:43 to play, and for Peters Township, they're 24-2 season in grave danger.
Well, they're down 20, Bob. I don't think they're going to make up this deficit with this team.
Wetzel, handoff to Morial, puts it off her own leg. Morial gets back to it and gets it to Wetzel. Near side, Sandrowski catch, three ball, good.
That's what she can do. Perry Sandrowski knocks down to three.
Now a foul on Peters Township. Get a look there, that little scramble play, and Wetzel finds Sandrowski open, and that shot drops in. That's just the fourth foul on Peters Township, so no shots yet. And that foul was called on Morial. That's her fourth. Yep, that is correct. Nearly a steal, but Proust comes and saves it. Pettinelli, oh no, here goes Soledad. Takes it to the low block, kicks it right back out as Wetzel arrived there. Would have challenged anything that Soledad might have tried. Soledad crossover, took it down the lane, circled to the wing. Finds a cutter, Pettinelli, kick it back around. Tiffin, Soledad, between the circles, put on the deck, up by Khalil. A foul hand check going to be called on the floor, and Soliday's going to go shoot two. Khalil called for her first foul, and that is five as we click under 2 minutes remaining. Soliday hit two foul shots earlier in this half. First one good. I have Springfort 6 of 8 at the foul line.
Yeah, not a lot of free throws taken by either team, Bob, actually.
Second offering for the senior, Aaliyah Soledad, is good as well. 67-48. Khalil, Morial had to fight to save that pass. Khalil takes it back. Three, back of the rim, no good. Pettinelli, triple team, timeout called. As the Rams will use, they say 30. They don't have a 30, I don't believe, but it won't matter anyway. It's going to be a start. They do not have a 30. So 67-48, Springford ball and Springford timeout and Springford 19-point lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Big vote of thanks to a whole bunch of people, including our broadcast sponsors who make it possible for us to do what we do all year long. Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. Our 75th year of covering the state wrestling tournament concluded Saturday night. Our colleague Mark Uriah, his 41st straight year as the radio voice of the PIAA Wrestling Championships, and he is retiring from that gig. Inbound feed to Soledad. 1:40 to play in the game. Indians jump all over defensively once the ball gets across midcourt. Now trying to trap, and Wetzel going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, just pushed her. You know, Bob, as I look over this score sheet, the leading scorer for Springford, Anna Azera, has 8. Doesn't matter. Katie Tiffin with 21 and Aaliyah Soledad, 23. I mean, they're so balanced. Proust with 10.
Bruce at the free throw line.
Make it 11.
She had 10 before that foul shot. Make 9 of those in the third quarter.
I mean, it's
when
just
the lead went from 5 to 14.
Yeah, with her slicing drives. They're just so well balanced. Fundamentally skilled team.
Second shot also good. 69-48. Bruce with a dozen now. Wetzel will hand it off to Sandrowski, and now to Walker. Gemma Walker, Milana Khalil, Perry Sandrowski, all seniors. Walker takes it down. Tough shot challenge, but scores. Got 21.
Yeah, good drive by Walker that time. Good finish.
And a foul called right in front of the Peters Township bench as Bree Morial fouls out. The sophomore checks out of the game with a minute 10 remaining.
She'll be back next year, and I think this Indians team is going to be very, very good. Lots of players returning.
Alina Sopko checks back in for the fouled out Bree Morial. Foul shots for Proust. First one too strong. Haven't been a lot of misses. I have 9 of 11 prior to that. Now 9 of 12.
That's what I have.
Pruce, a 5'10 soft, or junior rather, hits one of two. She'll check out of the game now as Sophia Alaka will check in. Sandrowski, screen for three from Wetzel, won't go. Sopko rebounds, back out to Wetzel, that won't go. Walker's put back goes, and she is fouled. Gemma Walker returns to the free throw line.
Nice effort by Walker, continuing to play hard. So all you can do is keep playing hard.
Katie Tiffin will check in, and Mac Pettinawe going to check out as a senior and get a nice hand from the smattering of a crowd from Springford. Foul shot for Walker is good. I have her with 24 points on the night.
That's what I have.
Inbound, and Sopko going to foul to stop the clock. 53.7 seconds to play.
Yeah, and at this point, I'm not sure I'd continue to foul. I just think you play it out. Not a whole lot you can do now.
Anna Zara at the stripe. Just under a minute remaining, 70-53. Really a strong final two-and-a-half quarters by Springford, and the Indians at times looked gassed.
They did. Overwhelmed, too.
Azara hits the first. Second shot also good. And Anna Azara at double digits. Sopko trying to get by Soliday. Sopko stops at the low block. Needs help. Try to feed it off to Wetzel and it's picked off. Soliday been all over the place. And now Walker going to just run her over.
Yeah, just a little frustration foul there.
Second foul of the game on Gemma Walker. Stops the clock with 38 seconds remaining, but Indians down 19. Soliday at the line, shooting her fifth and sixth foul shots. She's hit all four, and her perfection continues. That's 8 of 10 foul shot makes in this quarter for Springford. 38 seconds remaining, 20-point Rams lead. Second shot up and good. And now Soliday will check out. And now subs coming in on both sides as the reality has been acknowledged by both coaches. Emma Malloy, one of those subs for the Indians. 30 seconds to play. Sopko give it off to Wetzel. Wetzel, a junior, 6'3". Into the lane, kick it back out. Cameron Gamble's three won't go. The rebound cleared by Alaka. And the Indians do not foul, at least not at the moment.
Well, I don't think they will, Bob. I think he just told them that's no fouls, guys.
Megan Caster looking to defend. Ball goes off to Miley Maloney. Her shot won't go. And Natalie Wetzel will just cover it up. And the ball game will go into the history books. Peters Township led 27-20 with 4:25 to play. It was 7 minutes before they scored again. And in state playoffs, second round, you're not going to win. And the Indians come up short. Your final score, 74-53, Springford over Peters Township. Your recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township had a 17-13 lead after one, pushed that up to an 8-point margin a couple of times, led by seven with 4:25 to play in the first half. But the Indians went stone cold silent from the floor, outscored 19-0 to the 5:45 mark in the third period, and never recovered.
They didn't, Bob, but part of the reason is because of the defensive intensity and pressure that Springford puts on you in the half court. I mean, they're just relentless. And in addition to that, you know, Peters Township, you know, trying to guard their team, and they put four players in double figures. I mean, they're solid. It's as fundamentally sound a team that I have seen all year long. They pass it well. They dribble it well. They move the basketball. I mean, if you want to put a clinic on how to move the basketball, show them a clips from this game, because, boy, do they get the ball going side to side. And inevitably, a cutter becomes wide open.
Yeah, Peters Township went from a 7-point lead to a 12-point deficit in the span of 7 minutes of game action, and they didn't score a lick. Couple of threes, got back to within six, and then went right back to the wrong side of the scoring margin, down by 14 at the end of three, and finish up with a 21-point deficit. Time to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Big part of the take control, especially in that third period. Our player of the game, Aaliyah Soliday, finishes with the game honors at 25. We also took a look at Katie Tiffin, because she was a big part of that second quarter spurt that that gave Springford a 5-point lead at the break. But my goodness, what a second half for Aaliyah Soliday. 21 points after recess.
Yeah, she I'll tell you what, she was just as though she was shot out of a cannon on some of her drives. But a lot of that's attributed to what they do offensively. I mean, they cut so hard, so sharp to the basket. They're just smart basketball players. They don't over-dribble. They use the pass to set up scores. So unselfish. And I think it played out tonight. And their defensive pressure, I really think it wore Peters Township down.
Mentioned Soliday with the 25 points. 21 for Katie Tiffin. I have 13 for Karina Pruse, 10 more for Anna Azera, and 5 for Mac Pettinelli. Springford 14 of 17 at the free throw line in the game. For Peters Township, senior Gemma Walker finishes with 24 in her final game. Natalie Wetzel had 14. Bree Morial with 6. Milana Khalil and Perry Sandrowski, Daniela Radulovich with 3 points apiece. Indians 9 of 10 at the free throw line, but needed about 20 more attempts at that range to even be back in the game. Peters led 17-13 after one, outscored 19-10 in the second to trail 32-27. Springford with a 20-11 advantage in the third and 18-15 in the fourth, and the Rams win it 74-53. Tonight's game on the WJPA AM and the NFHS Network has been brought to you by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on, trustrti.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Bud Bear, Buick GMC Truck, on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our basketball crew will pull double duty tomorrow at Peters Township's AHN Arena. We'll start with the WPIL champion South Fayette Lions taking on Oakland Catholic in the 5A girls second round. Then it's a 2A boys second round matchup featuring the Fort Cherry Rangers and the Sarah Catholic Eagles. Both games of the double feature will air on WJPA-FM and online with free audio plus video on the NFHS network. Airtime for South Fayette Oakland Catholic is 5:45. Thanks to both head coaches, Steve Lemberieu and Mickey McDaniel, to Steve Thompson, Doug Dyke, and the folks here at Bald Eagle. For our Washington studio producer, Mark Edwards, floor director, Nate Rigotti, Randy Gore on camera, and my partner, Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the PIAA 6A girls second round, your final score, Spring Ford 74, Peters Township 53. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.